Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we'll be continuing our study out of Deuteronomy chapter 6, the words known to the Jewish people as the Shema, which from the word hear, which is some Shema, which means to listen, to hear with the intention of obeying and applying what one's heard. It's the word that we would use when we speak to our children. We want them to listen to us or to hear us. That means they more than just hear the sounds that come out of our mouths, but they listen intently with the intention of obeying and applying whatever's been told to them. And that's the word here, hear. And the Hebrews, the Jewish people, would use the word Shema, the Hebrew word Shema, which means to listen with the intent of obeying what is heard and applying what is heard. And so the words here are, hear, O Israel. And yesterday we spoke of Israel. You know, Jacob was renamed Israel, which because he struggled with God and prevailed. He was a prince with God. He is one who struggled and persevered through all the challenges that he faced in life in faith. And the Bible says, you know, we saw that time when he wrestled with the angel and he was told that your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because he was a prince with God and prevailed. And then we watch his life unfold. We watch the events among his children. We watch Joseph sold. We watch him accept that Joseph's been killed by the beasts. And we watch all the things that go on in his home and his family. If anyone ever looked like an unlikely candidate to be the chosen one through whom God was going to build a mighty nation, it looked like Jacob, except Jacob persevered even through his life. At the end of his life, we see him reintroduced to Joseph, and we see him going into the land of Egypt with his family, and we see him worshiping, leaning upon his staff, it says in the book of Hebrews, by faith. And here was a man that persevered and struggled through all the challenges and difficulties and in seeming contradictions on every aspect of his life. And yet, he prevailed with God in faith. And God, too, has called us to prevail in the same manner. I would like us to begin now with Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the posts of your house and on your gates. And we're going to begin there in verse 4. He says, hear, O Israel. Again, that's hear. Listen with the intent of obeying. Israel, you who struggle with God and will prevail. The Lord, our God, is one Lord. We notice when we read these words in the King James Version, I'm sure some other versions use the same manner, the word Lord in both places here is L-O-R-D with capital letters. That means it's the Hebrew, the four consonants, they called it the Tetragrammaton, the four consonants that are put together that they are not pronounced. The scribes would not want to use the name of the Lord in vain, and so therefore when they put the name of the Lord down, they use the four consonants, the unpronounceable word, which we in English letters have transliterated into Jehovah. More appropriately probably would be the word Yahweh, but either way it's saying the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, our God, is one Jehovah, one Yahweh. He is one. He is the Lord. There is no other. Now we know, of course, the Trinity is the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the three are one, but the point is the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. That there is one God, there's no one that rivals him, there's no one beside him, there's no one that should rival for his attention in our lives. He is one Lord, and therefore our obedience and our devotion to him should be one. He is worthy of all of our allegiance, of all of our loyalty, of all of our obedience, and all of our devotion. He is one Lord. The Bible says, Jesus said, a man cannot serve two masters. Either he will love the one and despise the other. He'll be loyal to one and disloyal to the other. And God says, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And therefore, all of our allegiance and all of our devotion and all of our loyalty and all of our obedience and all of our adoration belongs to him alone. Oh, let's give him our undivided attention this day. May we consider that the Lord our God is one Lord, or the Lord our God is Lord alone. Let him have that rightful place in your life this day, as I will seek to in my own. May God bless you.